Well, I want to just speak for a while to the young people. Get you thinking. But a thinking that hopefully you can take to God. Because really, without the Lord, we can't think properly. And that's our problem. Now, I want to think, us to think this morning of a character in the Bible whose name is John the Baptist. Now, you've all heard of John the Baptist, haven't you? And he was the forerunner to Jesus, preparing the way. And when he saw Jesus appear, what was the first thing he said when he saw him? Can you remember what it says in the scriptures? Yes.
Is it something like, I'm not allowed to baptize you?
That came on a little bit later. There was something he said. Well, can you remember? He said, behold the Lamb. Right. He said, here is God's Lamb. That's what he was really saying. Here's God's provision. Behold the Lamb of God. Now, why didn't he say, behold the bull of God? Or why didn't he say a rabbit? Or a giraffe? Or a hippopotamus? Or an elephant? Or you name it, a cat or a dog? Why a lamb? That's the question I'm raising. Why a lamb? Any idea why it was a lamb? Any idea why it was a lamb?
Yes?
They used them to sacrifice, like in the old days.
Yes, they used them for sacrifice, but why just a lamb? Well, they did use other things as well, didn't they, besides a lamb? What were you going to say?
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, well done. So what else? So, but why was Christ typifying a lamb? Why was he not typifying a dove? Because they also sacrificed doves, pigeons. Or a goat. Why not a goat? Why a lamb? Any idea? You're very quiet, Robin. Any idea why it's a lamb? Any idea? Any idea? Liam, any idea why it's a lamb? Hey? Yeah, why do you think it's a lamb?
Because, was it in the Old Testament, it was prophesied that the Lord would be called the Lamb of God.
That's right. It says it's prophesied that he would be called the Lamb of God. But why is it still a lamb? That's the question I'm raising. Why isn't it a goat or a pigeon or a cat or a dog? Why is it a lamb? Yes. That's what I wanted to hear. We're called what? Sheep. Did you know we're called sheep? Or we're like sheep? Now, why does the Bible refer us to sheep out of all animals? Why aren't we like giraffes? Why aren't we like, you can name it anything. But why are we called sheep? Yes.
It's like Jesus is the shepherd and his followers.
That's right. We're his followers. But why, out of all the species of animal, it's still a sheep? Yes.
Because sheep go around in flocks and they need a leader.
So sheep go around in flocks and they need a leader. We're getting to it now. Yes, what are we going to say?
Yeah, like sheep
only, once they
claim to hear a voice, they only follow that voice. So
it's
imagine if the shepherd was the Lord, then
the sheep follow. Right, we're getting there. So we've established it's sheep. Now I'm going to raise a question. Are sheep clever animals? Are they clever? Are they clever animals? Are they clever? Huh? No, we're getting heads nodding that they're not. Do you reckon they're clever, sheep? No? You reckon they're clever?
Yeah, sheep.
Are they? Have you ever seen them when you've gone on holiday, sheep? If you go up to the Yorkshire or up to the Dales, wherever it is, and you see these sheep that wander around, you know, they're not very clever animals. They're actually quite stupid. Now, why are sheep not clever? Why is it they're stupid? Have you any idea? Huh? Any idea? Yes?
What's God made them?
We could say that, yes. Yeah. it's part of the fall. It's part of the fall. They're probably pretty smart before, but you see, when man fell, not only did man fall, but animals fell as well. So animals are not very grateful to what man has done to them. That's the problem. They don't really rationally know that, but I want us to find out a bit more about the nature of sheep. Maybe you haven't been round to farms or, you know, you learn an awful lot, but sheep are not very clever. Now, one of the things I want to raise is, do sheep get lost easily? Now, you're nodding your head. How is it that they get lost so easily? What's their problem? Yes?
They don't have any sense of direction.
They don't have any sense of direction. And that's their problem. You've hit it on the nail on the head. They don't have any sense of direction. Now, a lot of animals do have a sense of direction. Do you know why? Because they have a sense. They can smell. So their smell, their sense, their instinct can direct them. Dogs are very good at that. A lot of animals, they can pick up scents, but sheep can't. They're stupid. And they make too much wool, as somebody said. But what else about sheep? We said that they get lost. How is it that they get lost? I've already said that they can't, you know, they haven't got a very good sense of smell, but how else can they get lost? They graze too far from the flock. And have you seen what happens when they graze too far from the flock? Do you know, what do they do when they realise that they've got lost? They haven't really got lost, but they've sort of moved out too far. Do you know what they start to do? What do they do? They do. They make that awful noise. Have you ever listened to it? Have you ever listened to sheep bleating? It's bad enough with one, but when you've got a whole flock of them, it's a terrible noise. And they don't stop. They go on and on and on. And the only time they will stop is when the shepherd rears them, moves them, and he brings them all together, then they feel comfortable. They relax then, and that awful sound stops. And Jesus said, we're like those sheep. And so Jesus was a type of lamb. And John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God. God has provided his lamb. And it says that Jesus came in the likeness of men, in nature. And in nature, we're like those sheep, those lambs. We're useless on our own. And that's why we're all here together in the flock. Jesus is our shepherd, bringing us together to work on us, to help us, to guide us, to encourage us. Because otherwise, left on our own, we're going to get terribly lost.